Are you ready to ignite your brand, your business, and your life? Welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm your host, Willa Kammerer, and this is a space for bold conversations on building your high-caliber personal brand, scaling your online business, and leading with purpose. Here we dive into the strategies, systems, and stories behind today's most magnetic entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and creators, alongside world-class experts in sales and marketing, performance, mindset, and leadership. Together, we'll dive deep into what it takes to build a premium personal brand that not only stands out, but is good business. From camera confidence to software systems and brand authority to life alignment, each episode is designed to spark clarity and fuel your next level. As a single mompreneur and movement maker, my mission is to help you not just build a brand and business, but to craft a life and legacy on fire. I asked you before and I'll ask you again, are you ready to ignite your brand, your business, and your life? If so, tune in and let's dive in. Welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm Willa Kammerer. Today we're talking about a topic that is probably the number one question we get asked all the time at Firestarter. What is the difference between a website and a funnel? And today is super fun because I'm actually joined by my colleague at Firestarter, Allison Friedman. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I am overjoyed to be here with you, Willa.
So amazing. We're sitting here in Miami. I was in Florida. I live in Connecticut, but I was in Florida for some other filming. And I said, you know what, let's make a day of it and record some stuff together. So fun to be in the studio together and not over Zoom.
Yes, for sure. Definitely nice to be face to face.
For sure. So there are, of course, so many things that we could talk about today, but you're on the front lines of Firestarter. You're having calls with people all day long. And is that a question that you get asked a lot?
About funnels and websites and things like that constantly. I wouldn't even say that I get asked that question as much as I just hear the confusion when we're talking about it. You know, somebody will say, I think I need this, but they don't really know what they need. And so one of the reasons I'm on that call is to actually diagnose the problem and tell them what they need, because we offer everything. So I have a lot of room to give advice for that.
For sure. Well, let's kind of, I think as a point of beginning, let's just kind of do a little bit of like simple breakdown. We have some analogies that can kind of like be helpful for understanding, you know, what's the difference between a website, a funnel. I think more people are obviously familiar with a website, right? Because it's like, that's been the classic web presence. You know, you have a website, do you have a website or do you not have a website?
Right.
So I think a lot of people can confuse website or funnel, or when they hear the word funnel, they just kind of go blank. They're like, I don't know what that is. So I'm just not even gonna worry about it. The way I like to describe the difference is, so they're both, you go to a link online and it's either going to be a website or a funnel. The way that I like to describe a website or a funnel, the difference is, I think of a website as a choose your own adventure type of journey. Someone lands on a website and it's a way to learn about someone, a person or a business or a thing. And there's generally, how do you know if it's a website or a funnel? There's generally multiple tabs, multiple things that you can click on. You can learn about the person. You can learn about, you know, what products or services they offer, maybe learn about their background, their story, where they live, who's on their team. And so if someone clicks to that page, they have a lot of options. Whereas a funnel is a very directed customer journey. When someone lands on a funnel, you know you're on a funnel because there's literally only one path that you can take.
There's no way out.
There's no way out. There's no way out. And if you think, and that's why it's called a funnel, because if you think visually of a funnel, someone enters from the top of the funnel and then, you know, filters down step by step to the bottom of the funnel to, you know, the ultimate goal of whoever created the funnel. I like to think of a funnel as just a directed customer journey versus by whoever created the funnel versus a website, kind of choose your own adventure.
Right. I love how you describe it. But when I'm talking to people and I still can't get it across, I do have this analogy, right? So a website is like a Target. You walk into a Target, maybe you're going in for a thing of toothpaste, and just like you said, you choose your own adventure, right? All of a sudden you have a candle, you have a pillow, maybe you don't buy anything, maybe you just get the toothpaste, but you can exit at your own free will, you can do the self-checkout. It's kind of like you're all over the place, right? Now, a funnel, I like to say, is more like IKEA. And for anyone who's been to IKEA, you have no choice on where you're going except to go to the Swedish meatballs and go to the checkout counter, right? They literally funnel you through their store. And so I try to explain to people that when you have an offering of some sort, you have one goal in mind, you're going to want that funnel experience. You are going to want to do the same thing IKEA does. You're going to walk them through the path that you think they should be walking, and then you're going to dump them out at the cash register, right? Because you can't get out of IKEA without walking through the cash register. So the whole point of the funnel is for somebody to do an action, whereas a website, it's more there for a sense of authority and information and things like that. So my Target versus IKEA thing, I think, does pretty well with helping people understand.
I love that. I love that. And so, you know, someone might think, you know, oh, well, I want to convert. I want to sell things. So all I need is a funnel, right? And my response to that is actually, I really believe that it's the combination. It's the power of both and the interplay of both, because if you think about it, if you have just a funnel, you're all about, you know, the selling, the conversion. And when someone tries to look you up, it's often hard to kind of find a funnel, or it's just a weird place if someone is trying to understand who you are and whether they should trust you. We're in a trust deficit online. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of AI content. And so, you know, people really, it's really important to be able to establish that trust if someone is going to buy for you. And that I really see as the role of the website. So the website is trust building, authority building. People get to see the full picture of who you are as a human being and some of those, you know, elements which may make them relate to you and make them feel like, oh, you are my person who I want to buy from, to be part of your world.
Right.
But if you just have the funnel,
it's a little cheap.
Yeah.
It feels a little cheap sometimes, right? Because you have like all those Shopify stores and things like that. You get sucked into their funnels or things like that. And there's so many offers out there. Build your own store, do this, do that. But you are completely missing that sense of authority, right? You can't get a good sense of what somebody is about from their funnel. I mean, sure, you can see like the cool colors that they like, or you can see their offer. Maybe they have like a video or something introducing it. But the respect, I don't know what it is, but you have to have a website.
Exactly. They pair together. And I think we're always at Firestarter, we're always evolving our opportunities, our offers, how we work with clients, and honestly, what we recommend to clients. And for a while, our flagship program and offer was Firestarter Brand Accelerator. And everyone, you know, comes to us with different needs, with different kind of elements in play already. Maybe they have a website, maybe they have a funnel. So originally that program, we let people choose based on what they needed, whether we built a website or a funnel. But the more that we worked with clients and just experienced what it really takes, you know, to build a durable brand authority, a brand that's here for the long run, we just believe so much in the importance of that full digital foundation, that if we had the opportunity to build that foundation for clients coming in our door, it wouldn't be to build a website or a funnel. It would really be to take control of up-leveling that whole digital foundation so that it tells a cohesive story as well. And so we evolved that program, as you know, into our Firestarter Authority Stack.
Yes.
Where we start with brand. We always start with brand. But before we start with brand, we start with identity.
100%.
Because you can have this, you know, bro marketing funnel.
Nope, not here.
Borrow, you know, this borrowed template and be like, oh, this, you know, follow the playbook. You know, this is designed for, you know, conversion.
Yeah.
But if that's not you, if that is not who you are and your, you know, authentic aligned identity, it's not going to convert.
Right.
And so for us, yes, websites, funnels, should I have a website? Should I have a funnel? The answer is you should have both. But before we talk about building your website or your funnel, we need to talk about deeply understanding your identity. You need to understand it. And we have, you know, tools for that at Firestarter, and we need to understand it. And that is the foundation that we build. So that's expressed across your website, across your funnel.
I think there's something that you specifically do in such a fabulous way, that you actually care about the person being represented properly, right? You're not trying to put out just like a website that has a contact us, about us, with their face on it. You find a way to get into these people's heads, get into their hearts, find the alignment, figure out who they are and how to actually represent them, right? You can feel the energy of someone's presence from their actual website. You know, the funnel, yes, it's for selling. We know that. But the website itself, it really, really has such an important mission when it comes to the brand. And when we're talking about brand, we're talking about more than colors and logos. We're talking about creating a lot of, how would I even say it? Self-brands, or, you know, branding yourself.
Personal brand.
Personal brand. Yeah. Duh.
Yeah. Personal brand. What you
brand.
Say all day long.
What it's I say all day long. I just, you know, for a second there. Right. So you're creating your personal brand and you think that it has to look a certain way because you like how someone else's look. But what you do at Firestarter is you take that person and say, no, 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 you are a, and what is it you say? You are a category of one.
Yep.
You are who you are, and we are going to find a way to emulate that and make you feel that energy through something like a website. And you feel it too, right? You can go on and see like, okay, maybe that mom's a little bit of a crunchy granola mom, or that's like more of a clinical director type of person by their website. And you can really get a sense of what type of person you're now going to be buying from, right? And people are going to buy from people they know, like, and trust. So, I mean, you just have, and your authority map. Are we going to talk about the authority map?
Yeah, we'll talk about the authority map in a second. And, but I yes, and thank you, because I really believe there's so much noise about, you know, niche down, just be one thing. That is how you, you know, build your audience through niching down. And I feel like everything that we do at Firestarter is really the opposite, the kind of counter current. I really think it's so important to honor the nuance and the complexity of every individual, because I truly believe that, like, we are nuanced as human beings. We're not just one thing. That's our superpower. That is what will draw in and attract the people who we are meant to work with, to build with. I'm thinking of one client, Nancy, and, you know, Nancy wrote a book. She was, you know, kind of went through some transformations in her midlife, and then she dropped. So everything that was we were building, you know, was around her kind of transformational journey, the book that she was coming out with. But then she dropped at one point in our initial conversation, you know, that she was also a competitive swimmer. And I was like, we're not leaving that out,
right?
Because you never know, you know, who will, you know, might be kind of like lightly interested in the transformation, but kind of, but that could be the hook. That could be the thing, the competitive swimmer, because that is part of who she is. That is part of who she is in full.
Right.
So I just love you mentioned the energy of what comes across when people are expressed in that deep and authentic way. And it is energetic. Mm-hmm. You know, that is what enables people when they are fully expressed in a way that feels aligned to them.
Right.
And everything that we do at Firestarter has been built, reverse engineered from my own journey, because I have felt deeply what it feels like to build in a way that is, as we say, from the outside in, you know, modeling, trying to look for all of the answers outside of you from other people, following other people's playbooks, looking to, you know, well, that seems to be working for them. That platform, that type of funnel, that marketing messaging seems to be working for them. So I'm going to, you know, try to replicate that and model that. And that's a really exhausting way to build, because it's never coming from inside of you. You're always trying to pull from the outside and kind of decode and figure it out. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you're building from the inside out, from who you authentically are and how, you know, building in only the way that you can, your category of one.
Right.
That's how
I was just, I'm so happy you said that word, right? Authenticity and being authentic, because you can take everything that you like about someone else's website. You can take whatever vibe they have going and try to recreate it, but it's not authentically yours. And just because you like the way something looks doesn't mean that that's also how you should be portraying yourself. Because just because we like something doesn't mean that that's really like the usness coming to life. You know what I mean? Like, I love really aesthetically simple colors and beiges and pinks and greens, but that's not really my personality. If I were to sell myself, I'd be much like more energized in the colors, and the fonts would be very big and in your face. And like my authority map says, I can
Exactly.
Right. But it's like, that's me. That's me on a page. So it's not always just what you like. So you can't just copy and paste what's working for someone else, because it's really, it's not going to always work for you. And not only will it not always work for you, but you're going to get bored. You're going to get bored. And that's one of the things that we see quite often with people who are doing it themselves. They kind of tire themselves out, right? It's like they're just not doing it from the innermost spot that they should be.
Exactly. Like they're not. And I think it comes down to self-trust as well. You know, back to the kind of noise. And it is, you know, when you are taking in all of this content from all these different sources, and, you know, well, this person does it this way, so I'm going to kind of contort myself to try to follow that. But then this person says it this way, and that kind of conflicts with that. But so people cobble things together, and it is exhausting, because it's when you're building from that place of, you know, internal vision and alignment, you have this inner fire that just drives, and everything fits together in a way that is authentic, because it is coming from you. Like, you are the through line, you are the thread, versus, you know, pulling from all these sources outside and wondering why it doesn't work. And the reason why it doesn't work is back to what you said, back to kind of like the energetics. And that sounds a little bit woo, but at the same time, like, that is what converts, is when people can feel.
I think there's room for a little woo when it comes to personal branding.
I think so as well. There at least is at Firestar. I mean, Firestar.
There is at Firestar, for sure. We have a little bit of woo. But it works in our favor so well. We need it, you know? Yes. And we do believe in the energy and, like, the frequencies of people's, like, being. So, and that's something that you're able to actually create, which is, it's mind-boggling how you do it. It's so cool.
Well, I think we keep it in balance. I have a friend, Nico, a past podcast guest, and I'd never heard this before, but he said, you know, he's all about the woo and the do. And I think that that is perfectly encapsulates, you know, what we do at Firestarter as well. Yeah, we've got a bit of woo, you know, a bit of kind of like that. But at the same time, we are all about, you know, the hands-on implementation and the do, and, you know, things that work as well, walking that balance. I'm a Libra, so I'm really like all about the balance.
You're an action taker too. That's I lead with action. So you have to do the do.
So we talked a little bit, you know, about kind of like the foundation, you know, underneath, like how important that. Yes, do you need a website? Do you need a funnel? Answer is the Firestarter way. You need both. Yes. It's the relationship between them and also the alignment between them. Not having, you know, a funnel on one platform, whether it's, you know, Thrivecart or ClickFunnels.
Right.
And then, you know, a website on Squarespace or Wix, but having that cohesive digital and brand identity, which is why, again, everything that we do at Firestarter reverse engineered around the issues and the problems, you know, that we have seen in the space that I encountered myself as I was building a brand, is these disconnected, you know, digital platforms and systems. How can you build a cohesive digital foundation, website, funnel, brand that connects between that?
Right.
When you're building on scattered platforms, which is why we have our Firestarter funnels all in one go high level white label platform, where we build, you know, this cohesive foundation. And so, you know, having that cohesive digital presence is just so important.
Well, like, people, they didn't start their personal brand to become a tech genius. Right? You have this amazing idea and you want to help people. And this is where you usually see these beautiful offers come from, is a place of wanting to help people, right? You have a mission, you have a fire inside of you. And then all of a sudden you're forced to figure out how to build a website, how to build an offer. Where do you host your courses? I don't know how to charge for things. I don't even know how to take payments. Like, you have to then figure all that stuff out. And that's where we see a lot of the burnout start showing up, right? And that's when people start to quit. And I hear it all the time. Like, I see people restarting over and over again. And then when they find out about Firestarter, they go, holy smokes, what do you mean I can do it all in one place? I'm like, no, I'm not even lying to you. You can literally do it all in one place, and we're gonna help you do it. So you're not alone. You're not on 6, 7, 8 scattered platforms trying to remember your freaking logins, right? Let's be honest, just even trying to remember all these passwords and keeping that, it's a whole other organizational task. But you come to Firestarter, you can take payments, you have all your email marketing there, you can hook up your socials, you do your posting, you have the DM automation, like that ManyChat feature, you know. It's just, it's a game changer. And people don't have to feel like they're now drowning in tech all the time. They can refocus on the mission at hand and stay inspired. And I think that is what is the most important part of building a personal brand, is staying inspired.
Exactly, like your energy. And I think what you just described, it just creates noise. You know, it's just this feeling, and it's never good to feel like you're building alone. It's good to feel like you're building in community. And, you know, that's what we're all about at Firestarter, because you're right. No one set out to build a personal brand. 99% of people, I'm going to bet, never set out to build a personal brand because they wanted to master marketing and funnels and tech. And so to be able to just help amplify, take that off their plates. And, you know, I think just some of the things that we hear from our clients, you know, I feel like I've been juggling all these balls in the air, and now I can just kind of like breathe and let down and just feel like I don't have to hold. It's just too much to hold for one person, I think, is the reality of it. And it's just so interesting to me that, you know, the kind of conventional way to build a brand and a business online has been, just this patchwork of platforms and solutions. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, that's, I mean, everything that we do at Firestarter, it's because I went through that journey myself. I was on all the different platforms, you know, SamCart, ThriveCart, Squarespace, Show It, Calendly, like literally. Yeah. And so, you know, there is another way. You know, you can kind of have this cohesive presence all in one place. Mm-hmm. And for our listeners, I just want to give you permission to be who you are with your personal brands, to trust that that is what is going to ultimately attract your people, bring in, you know, your dream clients, your dream team. We're going to talk about this in another episode, but that is how, you know, by expressing myself fully online, on Instagram, on all the places, that's how Allison, you know, came into the Firestarter world, was, you know, she resonated with me expressed authentically. Yeah. And you said, hey, I want to be part of this. And I feel like that is just, you know, such a proof point and just like living story of the power of, you know, showing up in your fullest self and just not being afraid to.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that comes with, you know, not just showing up as your fullest self, but I hear all the time, is people want help and support. Like, just because you're an entrepreneur doesn't mean you want to do it all by yourself, right? Especially the tech part. So that's one of the things I love that we're able to do at Firestarter, is we are able to support these beautiful human beings who are just so excited to do what is in their heart. And we are able to help them get across the finish line, right? We're able to get them through the starting line, for crying out loud. And that's the hardest part. Just learning how to even set everything up. We're even there to help you with that too. Because when I talk to people who are like coming from different platforms, one of the things that they say is, I just couldn't get in touch with anybody. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that blows my hair back. Because if you literally send an email to us, it flags 90% of our team, and we're all trying to answer you so fast that we have to say, okay, no, I'm the one who's going to answer this person. You know what I mean? So it's just like it's a really special ecosystem that we have to bring people into and really, really support them so they can build this personal brand.
Exactly. To be building your personal brand, which should be the most personal thing that you ever build in your life,
right?
In community, you know, in community, on a platform, part of a community who knows your name. I think it's just a difference maker, and to feel supported and like you're not in it alone. So, well, Allison, this has been so much fun. We could go on and on and on, and forever. I know we'll have part two, part three, part four. But I just thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Firestarter podcast. We invite you to check out everything that we do at Firestarter. You can find all of our links at firestarterix.com, firestarterix.com. And that's where also I just invite you to book a call with us, book a call with Allison. Tell it, what can someone expect if they get on a call with you? Because if they hit that book a call, they're going to be in conversation with you.
Yes. So when you book a call with me, the first thing we're going to do is just chat. I just want to get to know you, know what you're building, hear about what your passion is, your mission. Why are you doing this? What's the purpose? And then we figure out how we can best actually support you. And if it's not a good fit, then it's not a good fit. It's just a conversation. And I think that's what is so special about it, is it's, you know, it's real. Like, you're really talking to someone. I'm not a pushy person trying to put something on somebody. I genuinely am in the position I'm in because I also love helping people. That's my mission. So it's a perfect pair.
Exactly. So if you want that, you know, Target versus IKEA analogy live over Zoom with Allison, just, you know, go to firestarterix.com, book a call with us. We would love to hear about your brand, your business, your vision, what you're building, and see how we could potentially support you. So thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Firestarter Podcast. We know you could be a lot of places. So glad to have you here with us today. You can find the podcast on my YouTube channel, Willa Kammerer, K-A-M-M-E-R-E-R. You can find me on LinkedIn and Instagram, same name. And I encourage you to check us out, you know, on your favorite streaming platform as well, whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you enjoyed this conversation today, we invite you to leave a review. It goes such a long way in helping more listeners like you find us. So until the next episode, we will see you then. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Firestarter Podcast. If this episode sparked something for you, I would love to stay connected. Please be sure to subscribe to the Firestarter Podcast on YouTube on my channel, Willa Kammerer. Leaving a quick review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify goes such a long way in helping this message reach more people who are ready to step into their next level brand, business, and life. Head over to willakammerer.com for show notes, resources, behind-the-scenes insights, and ways to work with me and my team. Also, I'd love to connect on Instagram and LinkedIn at Willa Kammerer. That's K-A-M-M-E-R-E-R. Thank you for being here, for choosing growth and the courage to build something meaningful. Until next time, keep trusting yourself, taking bold action, and living like the fire starter that you are.